All right, Jabal, say good morning. Let's begin. So we are beginning today, Perek Vav. The Be'er Midas has Rizos. So says the Ramchal, that we're going to focus on the Midas Rizos. Now remember, to be Zoriz, so normally translates as alacrity, eagerness, normally refers to a way in which we perform it. So we're going to discuss that in the view of the Ramchal, it actually means much. I just WhatsApped the images of the today's pages to the Dat Yomi group. So hopefully you have it. So says Ramchal, Achra hazihirus, Yaba hazirizus. After zihirus, after the midah of, remember again, the Ramchal follows a progression. Meaning it's not. Well, thank you, Baruch Hashem. It's not. Oh, whatever. It's not random. So meaning after we had the midah of Zihirus, so then ultimately we come to the midah of Zrizos. So after we go ahead and we focus on the introspection, we focus ultimately on self-evaluation, we go from that ultimately afterwards to Zrizos. Ki Zihirus soviv al halo sa'aseh, v'hazrizos al ha'aseh, v'hainu sur meira v'aseh tov. So the Ramchal says something amazing over here. The Ramchal says that really Zihirus is much more focused on the avoidance of the negative. Specifically, that what Zihirus is, avoidance of that, what we call that raha amiti. Avoidance of those negative things, avoidance of those things that will bring us down in life. So the focus really is on the sur meira, avoidance of evil, versus Zrizos, which is much more a focus on the aseh tov. Much more a focus ultimately on doing good and being good. Zehagyoni, shekodem kol, tzarech lasur meira. Ve'achar kach, acharei shesur meira, efshar lehiskadim v'la'asos tov. This is a very important yisod. So the first thing that the Ramchal brings down, that the Kashtil brings down, is that just intuitively, David HaMelech, when he said, Sur meira v'aseh tov, avoid evil and do good, so that was not a haphazard process. David HaMelech understood that in order to grow in life, the first thing I have to do is I have to address the negative things. I have to address the things that are holding me back, the things that are problematic, and only then can I go afterwards to address the things, to amplify the things that are positive, that are good. So we'll say this is an incredible yisod in life, because in general, what ends up happening is, like if you think about it, so when Elul comes, right, we all get into introspection mode, so we all want to change, we all want to grow. So very often the focus is, what am I going to do? You know, what am I going to take on? How am I going to grow? And that's very beautiful. Except the problem is the following, that in order for tshuva, in order for change to be complete, the first thing I have to do is I have to address the things that are broken and problematic. And I have to find the courage to address those things. Then if I go ahead and address those things, then the positive things I take on afterwards will be impactful and meaningful. But what often happens is, it's much easier, you know, to take on an extra 5 kapitlach of Tehillim a day, or to take on another seder of learning, or give extra tzedakah. Those are all easier things than actually rectifying my shortcomings. So, but what ends up happening is, when you don't address the sur meira, when you don't address the negativity, the problem is it's very hard to make any kind of real traction in life. And that's why for many of us, we often find ourselves in the same place in life year after year. Why? Because I'm focusing on the aseh tov. I'm trying to add on more good. That's wonderful. But I have not yet really engaged the sur meira. Therefore, the Ramchal is saying over here, the way I structured my sefer is I first start with the zehirus, which really primarily focuses on identifying the things that are holding me back in life, trying to go ahead and address those things, and then afterwards we can go to Zrizos. He goes on, Ramchal Masbir, Shezelo Rak Hegyoni. Not only is it logical, says the Ramchal, to first do Sur Meira and then Aseh Tov, Shekodim Kol Vihimona Mehara, Va'achar Lehispateach, Le'inyonim Tovim, that it's not only logical that first you have to avoid evil, and then only afterwards can you self-actualize in a positive way. Anachnu nira shezeh hagyoni mitzad raf hadrishus shedoreshes hazrizos. So we're going to see, by the way, that not only is it logical, but we're going to see that actual zrizos can't materialize, without first having the zehiros. The actual zehiros itself can't materialize without the sromera. He doreshes derisha balas raf harbe yoser gavoa im shinui harbe yoser mashmauti measher zehiros. We're going to see that zehiros places much more incredible demands upon the individual, much more incredible expectations. Ha'hevdo bein ha'zehiros lezrizos, lorak hevdel bein lo sase v'yase. We're going to see that again, the distinction between zehiros and zerizos is not just simply the difference between a lo sase and an ase. V'sur me'ra v'yase tov, elo zetiye be'emes aliyah madrego. But rather, what we're going to see is that Lamaisa, so Zrizos literally is a different madrega, it's an aliyah, it's a different level of ascent in one's personal kedusha. Zihiros, yesh ba mashuhu yoser tivi, yoser kal, yoser muvan, yoser poshut, lahasaga, measher hakoma ha'alyono yoso shel hazrizos. So we'll say this, so this actually is an incredible yisod, if you think about it. What Ramchal is saying over here is the following. See, so remember, when he sets up his sefer, first there's zehiros, and then there's zerizos. Zehiros is a focus on the avoidance of that which is negative. We spent all this time speaking about peer groups, about leitzanos, all the things that bring me down. I first have to, in life, disengage and disassociate from the negative, and then only then can I engage properly in the positive. We'll say, you know, we'll see this in the Ramchal later on, but the paradigmatic example of this is Tovel v'sheretz biyado, right? That a person could go to the mikvah, immerse multiple times, say all the tefillos you want, but if you're holding a dead rodent in your hand, so the mice, you can't become tar. So that dead rodent represents a negative life activity. So if I'm holding that rodent in my hand, I can go up and down that mikvah as many times as I want. Nothing's going to change. I can't become tar because at the end of the day, I'm still holding on to the tumah. So that says that Ramchal, the most basic level, is the yisod that's being expressed over here. But then he takes it one step further. And what he's saying is, it's not just the pshat that you can't go on to the positive without first dealing with the negative. The pshat ultimately is that there are aspects of zerizos that could only themselves materialize after a person has dealt with the difficult chapters of their persona, of their individuality. Meaning, without dealing with certain things through the medium of zehiros, I cannot allow, so Zerizos itself does not fully self-actualize. He goes on, he says, V'inyano shal Zerizos mavur. It's a little bit weiter. Baruch atu Adonai Eloheinu malach olam shakol nehi b'tvaro. He says, the inyano of Zerizos is the following. He says, Shehu hakdom lemitzvos ulashlamas inyanam. So the idea of Zerizos is that Zerizos is the introduction to mitzvos. On one hand, it's the gateway to mitzvos, ula hashlamas inyanam. But it also represents the peace that is mashlam, that completes mitzvos. So it opens the door, it's the portal to mitzvos, but it's also the hashlama, the completion of mitzvos. Ukaloshon hazeh amru zuchron levracha, zrizin makdimin lemitzvos. This is actually a very interesting statement. This is the meaning of the yisod, zrizin makdimin. So we'll say, so here's what's interesting. The way we normally translate that statement of Zerizin Makdimin Mitzvos is how? So Zerizin, so how do you know if a person is Zoriz? Makdimin L'mitzvos. They're the first one. So meaning, we see that that's more like a definitional statement. So Zerizin, right? Why don't we make Zerizin Zerizin? Makdimin L'mitzvos. And Chal says, that's actually not what it means. I mean, that is what it means. But there's another dimension of understanding. Zerizin, so this Midah of Zerizos, Makdimin L'mitzvos, is a prerequisite for mitzvos. In other words, you understand where the Ramchal is going with this. What he's teaching us is, we often think that zerizos is a behavioral thing, is a behavioral framework. That there are some people that do mitzvos with zerizos, and there are some people that do mitzvos with atzlanos. Both do the mitzvos. One does it with excitement and with a zeal. The second one does it a bit begrudgingly. The Ramchal is saying, no. Zerizos is not simply a behavioral framework. Zerizos is a conceptual framework as well. So Zerizin Makdim and the mitzvos means The midah of zrizos needs to be present before the performance of mitzvos. What does that mean? V'zeh ki kemo shetzarech pikchus gedola v'ashkafa rabba linatzel mimok sheyetzer. Both are the same way that a person needs pikchus gedola, which means incredible insight, incredible wisdom, v'ashkafa rabba, and an incredible outlook in order to be able to be saved, to save themselves from the pitfalls of the Yetzara, page 131, Uli Malit Min Hara, and to escape from that which is evil, Shelo Yishlot Bana Lehisari B'Maasinu, in order to go ahead and escape or avoid the Yetzara, that it should not get involved in our actions, Kein Tzarech Pikchos Gidola V'Ashkafa Le'echos B'Mitzvos V'Liskos Bohen. Sutra will say a person, so the same way, and this is very important to you, so the same way that for the avoidance of negative things, we'll say we all know this because we all contend with this, for the avoidance of negative things, a person needs a plan, a person needs to be proactive. We'll say, remember again, to fight against the Yitzhahara, I need a proactive plan about how I'm going to combat whatever it is that my weaknesses are. What's my strategy? Because if I'm thinking, you know, if I'm trying to devise a strategy in the midst of the battle, one thing is almost certain, which is, I'm going to lose. I'm going to just, the Yetzer is very powerful. And the only way to go ahead and fight against him is to come into the battle with a well-thought-out plan. That's what he means when he says, Pikchus Kidola, great wisdom, and Hashkafa Rabba, a vision in life. He says the same thing, Kein Tzarech Pikchus Kidola, V'Hashkafa, Le'echos B'Mitzvos. Well, so this is an incredible yesod. It's the same idea in the positive. What is true to combat the Yitzhara is also true in the performance of mitzvos. If a person wants to maximize his mitzvah performance, he needs pikchus gedola, great wisdom, and ashkafa, an incredible life outlook. Le'echos b'mitzvos, for this goes by, shelo tovad nemenu. Well, so this is an incredible yesod. Because, you know, mitzvos are beautiful opportunities. You know what happens with opportunities? If you don't jump on them, they run away. Meaning they go. Very rarely do opportunities, you know, are they not like a puppy that just comes along and just, you know, lays down at your feet waiting for you, you know, to go take it for a walk. It's not the pshat. Meaning opportunities come, and if you jump on them, great, you take them. But we also know that if you don't jump on them at the end of the day, they will not be there much longer. So therefore, a person, when it comes to mitzvos, a person needs pikchus gedola, a person needs great wisdom to know how to take advantage of the opportunities in life. Shlo tovad nemenu, that a person shouldn't lose out. Ki kimo shemesaveif umishtadah hayitzahara betach belusav, lahapi alasa adam bimich moros hachit. Because the same way that the Yitzahara constantly contends with the individual to go ahead and what? Lure him into the trappings of sin. Ki mishtadel limnoa mimenu asiyas hamitzvos. Ula abdo mimenu. So we'll say, so too the Yitzahara, if he can't get me to sin, he's going to do something else, which is, bless you, get me to miss out on my opportunities. How can I get the Jew to miss out on his opportunities? So Ramchal says, the Yitzhar never rests. He tries to get us to sin. And if we don't sin, ultimately, the greatest, and I will say this, you should know, people are tzaddikim, right? Jews, we are a nation, right? Va'amech kulam tzaddikim. We are a very righteous and wonderful, wonderful people. So very often, sin is not the thing. We're able to overcome. It might take a very long time, but at some point, we're able to overcome the yitzhar to sin. The bigger pitfall than sin is the pitfall of missed opportunities. And that's the pitfall that each of us contend with almost each and every day. Just missed opportunities. And that says the Ramchal is the work of the Yetzihara. If I can't get him to sin, the Yetzihara says, I'm going to get him to miss out on the opportunities. I'm going to get him, and also remember, the missing opportunities is the very absence of Zerizos. As we're going to see again, we've already seen, Zerizos is not just simply how you go ahead and you do your mitzvos. Zrizos is an approach to life. Zrizos is a hashkafas hachayim. How do I approach life? Do I approach life with an alacrity, with a zeal, with an eagerness to seize my opportunities, or whatever? There's not time right now. That's not the right time. I'm too busy right now. That itself says Ramchal's tachbos of the Yitzhar. We'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem about 6 lines down tomorrow.
Would you say it's an attitude?
Attitude, absolutely. Absolutely.